Continuing our Shiurim in Inyanei Bechoros, and we're speaking today about a very, very important sugya. Let me give a bit of hakdama, as I do every week in this slot. There are three kinds of Bechoros. There's Bechor Adam, Pidyon Haven, etc. There's also Bechor Behema Timeya, Dafka Peter Chamor. That's something which you redeem. We spoke for a lot about that. Last week and this week, we're speaking about Bechor Behema Tehora, which is a kosher animal that you are... The firstborn. The halacha with the Bechor Behemah Tehora is somewhat unique. That Bechor, you are makriv on the Mizbeah. That Bechor, unlike the other Bechoras where you just give something to a Kohen, here you're actually makriv it, at least when it's not a Balmum. You're going to come along and you're going to be makriv it. We spoke last week, about the status of the Bechor, the nature of its Kedusha, etc. And we'll reference tonight some of what we saw then. What I want to talk about tonight is something which is interesting. It's a Gemara in Meseches Nedarim. Gemara in Meseches Erchin comes up in Nazir and Avdalot also. And it's a little bit of a well-known thing about Bechor. And I want to try to understand it as well as possible. The Gemara tells us that a Bechor is Kadosh Meirechem. That the Bechor, once it leaves the mother's stomach, and possibly even earlier, is already Kadosh, already endowed with a degree of sanctity. However, the Gemara tells, at least within one day here in Meseches Nedarim, that even though minayin lenolad bechor betoch beiso shem mitzvah lahakdisho, that even though it's already kadosh, I still have a requirement, I still have an obligation to go and be makdish it anyway, makdish it bepeh. That's one day in the Gemara in Meseches Nedarim. If you look at the Gemara in the end of Meseches Erchin, so the Gemara there seems to really quote a machlokas about this. On the one hand, some darshan from the pasuk, I believe in Parsha A, takdish, that a person does have to makdish a bechor, even though it is already kadosh. However, Rabbi Shmuel there in the sugya does not learn the pasuk that way, and for him, it does not appear that there is a requirement to be makdish a bechor. How do we paskin? So the Rambam paskins, this is what we assume in Shulchan Aruch also, that a person is responsible, a person is obligated to be makdish the Bechor. It's a Rambam Hilchos Bechoros, Perek Aleph L'Chadal, Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeus, in Shin Vav. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, U'mitzvah l'hakdisha v'lomar ha'reza kodesh, that there is a requirement to come along and be makdish it. The Torah, however, quotes, this again is by way of Hakdama, the Torah quotes from the Rush, that the Rush maintained that there is no such requirement. The Bechor is Kadosh Meirechem. The Bechor is already Kadosh, and therefore there's no need to come along and be Makdish it. The Nosei Kelim on the Torah are very bothered by this rush that the Torah quotes, and that's for two reasons. Reason number one is that in no edition of the rush that we have does the rush ever say this. It doesn't sound in the rush anywhere that we have that there's no requirement to be Makdish it. Lest you claim the Torah is just quoting his father, and therefore he heard it from him. He writes the Rosh Kasav, so we don't know exactly where it is coming from. The second issue, though, and this is something which the Bach raises there in source number 5 on the sheet, the Bach in Yerodea points out that Lemaisa, when you look in the... It's odd that he would paskin like Rabbi Shmuel in the Sugya and Erchin, instead of paskin like the Rabbanan. Stam Gemara in a bunch of places seems to be that we're paskin like the Rabbanan, that a person does have to be makdishit. And therefore, Lemaisa, the Rosh Hashita, which some struggle to understand a little bit, the pashtus is that a person is obligated to be makdish their Bechor Behema Tehora. You have to be makdish it. The Sfas Emes in Sagos in Yerodea does offer a suggestion for the Rosh. He thinks there's no way what the Torah means when he quotes the Rosh is that a person does not have to be makdish it. Hard to accept. What he does, however, think is that maybe there's a difference bisman hazeh. Bisman based on mikdash, when you're going to come along and actually be makriv the bechor, so then there's an inyan to come along and be makdish it. But, and we'll understand a little bit later why that may be so, but when bisman hazeh, when you're not going to be makriv it, there's no real requirement, there's no real expectation that you have to come along and you have to be makdish the bechor. There's no such requirements. It says it's fas emes. I think that's pshat in the rush. When the rush says you don't have to be makdish it, he doesn't mean you don't have to be makdish it at all. He means bisman hazeh. Be that as it may, the pashtus is that even though the bechor is already kadosh, I still have to do my best in order to. I still have to be makdish it bepeh, even though it is already kadosh. Now, let's go into part number two. What's the svara behind this? Why would this be that if it's already kadosh, I still want to come along and I want to be machdesh it? What exactly would the svara behind that be? Lichora, what the Rosh says makes a lot of sense. The pasht of the Rosh, the Rabbi Shmuel. There's no purpose in being machdesh that which is already kadosh. So what exactly are we trying to accomplish? That's just a hara. Lemaisa, to know how bothered you may want to be with that, you may ask yourself an interesting question. Does this phenomenon exist anywhere else? Where even though something, a chalos, is going to be created anyway by the Torah, there's still an inyan for you to come along and do it anyway. So that's an interesting question. The Gilyon HaShachar, we just have an angle there in Maseches Nedarim. If you look in source number 24, which is on the sheet, Professor David Henschke, I think is how you pronounce his name, is a very well-known Talmud Chacham and professor. I think for a while, it could be he gave Shir Kali, even in Malay Demir for a while in the early days. He's a massive Talmud Chacham, and his articles are unbelievable. He has on any Shomrim and Simchas Yantif. He has books on those, and that comes in Matzah, and he's unbelievable. So he points out some of this. He has, I think, two to three. I think there's four places where this comes up. One, you find that this phenomenon here, the Gabi Bechor, even though it's Kaddish anyway, you have to be Makdish. The second place that you find it is regards to an Eved, when you're freeing an Eved. Shifur Eved, we also darshan there, say for Dvarim, that when you free an Eved, there's an Indian, even though he's free anyway, the Torah is Mafkiya his Abdus, there's still an Indian to tell him now you're free. The third potential one, we spoke about here a couple of years ago, we spoke about Shemitah. We spoke about Shemitah's Ksafin, Macholkas HaRishonim, whether all the loans get canceled in a Shemitah year. So that's a machlokas. Does Hashem cancel that, or do we cancel that? Even if the Ribono Shel Olam cancels, and even if it's Kasa de Malka, there is still an inyan for me to say, Mishamed Ani. I should be Mishamed even though it already is. And anyone know the fourth contact where it comes up?
Shabbos.
With one particular? So Sefer is probably a little bit different.
Kiddush.
Kiddush, at least for some Rishonim. Kiddush seems to have a parallel. Just Shabbos is Kibbuv HaKayimah, the Gemara tells him, in the 10th parak. Shabbos is Kaddush no matter what. And nevertheless, we have something called Kiddush. In all those phenomena, you have a similar question, which is, if the Chalos is happening anyway, and at least in our case, the Chalos actually already happened. It already is Kaddush when the Bechor comes out. So what exactly is the purpose, what's the function of being Machdeshet Binosaf, in terms of adding why would I be Machdeshet anyway? So what you're going to find, I think, in many of those sugyas is the following, and we'll point it like this. One mahalach is to argue that it's all really done by Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam established all the Kedusha. The only reason why we do it, we're not really doing that much. The Yerayim writes, as an example, in source number 9, the Yerayim writes, why are we being Machdeshet? He writes, Bishum Chavivas Mitzvah, the Smag also. It's not really Poel, that much of a Chalos altogether. It's really just Mishum Chavivas HaMitzvah that we want you to makdish it. Also, we want you to take a certain kind of a partner. And look, over one could suggest similar things, possibly when it comes to Kiddush. Shabbos is Kadosh anyway. Why are we being makdish Shabbos? Why are we saying Kiddush there? So part of what we're trying to do is Mishum Chavivas to show that we're excited about it and that we value it. So that's one way of bringing in a degree of personal initiative in order to better express that idea. The Brisker Rav has kim'at the same mahalach with one kinach, and that's going to require us understanding a little bit of background. The Brisker Rav also says, l'maisa, it's already kadosh. And once it's already kadosh, there's not that much that you could really do in order to be makdish it anymore. What exactly am I going to be adding? So he therefore suggests, l'maisa, you're not doing that much. However, it has a nafkamina in one area of halachas. Brisker Rav here, Nazir, Nafdal, and Beis. There's one nafkamina. I have to give you a little bit of a background to Nedarim, for those of us that have not learned Nedarim. There's something called Hatpasa. Hatpasa means that if I want to be machdish something, so what if I say, like, there are different forms of Hatpasa when you learn Nedarim with a Rebbe of Shavuos, so relax when you learn it and you say it wasn't entirely accurate. It's not entirely accurate, but I don't think it's wrong what I'm saying now either. If I say this should be kadosh like that. So the halacha is, sometimes this does become kadosh like that, sometimes it doesn't become kadosh like that. The Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim that if I compare this to a davar hanador, if I compare this to something that was also kadosh, it also became kadosh as a result of a person being machdish it, then the neder's chal. So let's say a regular carbon. I'm machdish a regular carbon. So if I say, my phone should be usher like that carbon. My phone's going to become usher also. But if I compare it to a davar ha'usher, if I say my phone should be usher like something which I wasn't makdish, something that was usher on its own already from the beginning, if I say this is usher like that, and that was usher always, not done by us, but done by Ribono Sha'olam, so then it's not going to be a din of hadpasa. Says the Brisker Rav the following. Strictly speaking, your hakdasha is not accomplishing that much at all. It has nafkaminas for one area of halacha. That area of halacha is, it becomes like a davar hanadar. L'mais, the Torah says, to go and be makdish it. And because the Torah says to go and be makdish it, we treat the bechor like it's a davar hanadar. Ki ilu, you are makdish it. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. That's at least one day in the Gemara Maseches Nedarim. We'll try to fill things in a second. But that's one day in the Gemara Nedarim. Says the Brisker Rav, that's the pshat. It becomes like a davar hanadar because even though you weren't doing that much, he says a bit of a vord in how you define davar hanadar. Machlokes we've shown him there when you learn Maseches Nedarim. But he thinks that lemais, that's not doing that much, other than the fact that it becomes like a chefza that was answered by a person. That's one mahal, that's one extreme. You're not doing that much. Rav Shimon in his Chidushim and Nedarim goes in the opposite direction. And Rav Shimon suggests the following. Rav Shimon writes that maybe an amazing chiddush. He says, I think the real pshat is that it was kadosh mirechem. However, what's the chiddush of the Torah? The chiddush of the Torah isn't that mishum chavivas you should do something. The chiddush is that when you are makdish it, you are then transforming it from having kedusha mirechem. That kedusha then goes away, and you have a new kind of kedusha now. That is established by you. It's a new kind of Kedusha now that you are coming along, and now it becomes fully like you were Makdashit. And therefore, for any halacha which has to do with its status, we're going to relate to it Ki'ilu you were Makdashit. If you weren't Makdashit, and until you're Makdashit, it's Kadosh Mei Rechem. But once you're Makdashit, you're transforming the Kedusha. And now you're really matish entirely. It is ki'ilu, you yourself were matish. Let's chaz, we have so far, so we can then look at, I think, what is somewhat more intriguing. What we have so far is that there's a din, while the Rosh doesn't buy it, l'maisa, we have a din, that when even though the Bechor is kadosh me'rechem, that you have a responsibility to be matish. What is the pshat that you have a responsibility to be matish? Why am I doing that? So for the Urayim and Pashas, the Brisker Rav, I'm accomplishing very, very little. I'm not adding any real kedusha. According to Rav Shimon, you're really entirely changing it and it becomes like anything else when you're makdish. That's the chiddush. What's most intriguing are some of the middle approaches. The Zecher Yitzchak and the Stipler in Kiyos Yaakov. And this is going to require a little bit of understanding. But they're going to suggest as follows. L'maisa, it's kadosh meirecha. And l'maisa, you're adding kedusha. But how can that be? If it's really kadosh meirecha, so how could it also be that I'm adding kedusha? So they both suggest, albeit in different ways, Zecher Yitzchak and the Kiyos Yaakov, they both suggest that there's really two dinim to Kedushas Bechor. There's really two different dinim. One of them we saw from last week, but first let me point out the Zecher Yitzchak. Zecher Yitzchak suggests as follows. If you look here, it's interesting, Tshuva, Chiluk Aleph, Simen, Nun, Beis. He writes, when it's Peder Rechem, it's already Kadosh. It's already Kadosh, Rechem. It already has a degree of Kedusha. But it's lacking something. One of the things that happens when you're makdish an animal for a karban is I'm not just bringing kedusha upon it, but I'm being miyached it. I'm doing hazmana to make it specifically for hakravas hakarban. He writes here, uvazeh yuvim ha'kosev b'nedarim d'bechor mitzvah l'agdisho b'ech shayach kedusha al kedusha umam mosifah. If we must cause of hakdashaso ku hakravaso vadmanaso ulechatkila ba'i gam bebechor hakrava rakdim loik rivu dinu bebechor shakars v'nikar veloza. It's already kadosh in the beginning. What am I machdish? What am I adding? I'm establishing this as being unique, as being more specific. Then now it's really this hazmana. I'm dedicating it towards hakravas hakarva. Now it's a bit of a chiddush. You could have thought that there aren't two kinds of Kedusha. There's only one kind of Kedusha. That one kind of Kedusha is whatever it is. Any animal that's Kadosh, so it has demon that come from it. part of the advantage of him is that normally when you're makdish an animal for a karban, you can't do it right away. You have to wait at least in different karban, different things, but at least until it's like 8 days old. The fact that it's kadosh already from the beginning, we don't normally, we're not makdish karbanos that early. So it's possible that part of what you have here is it's already kadosh, but it hasn't yet been designated for karban, and l'chadchila, we always want things to be designated for karban whenever possible. The Stipler in Kios Yaakov, though, says something which I think will connect to much better, especially in light of what we saw last week. We saw last week a yisod of the Ma'arid al-Ghazi. We saw the Brisker Rav has a very similar yisod in Hilchos Bechoros. And that is that with every single, with every Bechor, there are really two kinds of Kedusha. Or at least there are two kinds of Kedusha in Kedusha's Bechor. One kind of Kedusha is the regular Kedusha, that is the Kedusha of Karban. That it's a regular Dine Kachim. A Bechor is like any other Kachim, and therefore it'll have many halachas similar to regular Kachim. However, we saw last week in Brisker Rav, we saw last week in the Ma'arid al-Ghazi and other Achronim, that there's really another idea here, which is that Bechor has its unique kind of Kedusha called Kedushas Bechor. And Bechor's unique Kedusha has certain nafkaminas. As an example, maybe if it's Balmum or if it's in Chutz La'aretz, etc., where you're not going to be able to makdish it as a karban, it's still going to be kadosh. It's still going to be kadosh midin kedushas. There may still be a bechor idea, which may relate to its idea to it being a regular matnas kahuna, which I have to give over. The Stipler suggests the following in the Kios Yaakov to Maseches Nedarim. He says maybe that's what's going on here. When the bechor is born, and you. Misavara, I would have liked to have gone the opposite direction, but what he's saying makes more sense. What you really have when the Bechor is born is Kedushas Bechor. That's the unique kind of Kedusha that's there. It comes with Rechem. From there on, it has a lot of different halachos. However, and that we never have a Kedusha of Akrabas Karban that comes really from Bechor. That's a regular Kedushas Bechor. What's the purpose of me coming along and me being Makdashit? What am I trying to accomplish when I am Makdashit? So what I'm trying to accomplish when I'm Makdashit is I'm now making it also, I'm bringing on that regular kind of Kedusha of Kedusha's Karban. And that's something which you really can't do right away. That's something which you can only do afterwards when I'm actually going to come along and I'm going to be Makdashit for a Karban. There may be an assumption here with my discussions in Achronim at what point I have to be Makdashit, but that is the Stipler. Akan Chilak Beis. Let's chazer what we did so far so we can maybe mention two or three different Nafkaminas. One we saw. We spoke about how a Bechor Macholkes in the Gemara, even though it's kados, do you still have to be makdashit? We pass and you still have to be makdashit. We question, what's the purpose of being makdashit? So we saw three mahalchim. Mahalch number one, it's just chavivas, you're not really adding that much. Mahalch number two, you are transforming it from being kavim rechem to now entirely being defined. That's the chiddush haTorah of you being makdashit. And we saw a third idea, which is that Bechor has two ideas of kedusha. There's two kinds of kedusha. When it's born and has kedusha Bechor, I'm being mosif onto it, kedushas karba. That is what I am adding on to it. I want to mention two or three different nafkaminas, but as far as generally speaking, how are we so far? 1 to 5 on this? 1, 2, and okay. Let me try to mention a couple nafkaminas. Hopefully these can be somewhat helpful. Number one. You know what? I'll go some easier ones, I think. Maybe that's not a bad idea. Bechor Balmun. Bechor Balmun. The Pesach Tshuva quotes in Yerodeya from the Sefer Tevas, Gemara and Torah, that even do I have to be makdish a bechor that's baal mum? It's a baal mum. I'm not going to be makdish of the baal mum on Mizbeach, so do I have to be makdish a bechor, which is a bechor baal mum? So he quotes there from some achronim that do have to be makdish a bechor that's a baal mum. But if you look at some of the other achronim, the Torah Sakodesh on the sheet, which is 15, which on my sheet, on my computer, has the Torah Sakodesh on it. With Mordechai Ilan, who's one of the giants of Inyanei Kachim. He put out the Sfarim called Kesser Rishonim, a wonderful set of Sfarim. So he in Torah writes that he points out not all Achronim buy this. What's that Talayan? They have to be Makdish before Baal Mum. Let's go through the Tzadim. If it's about Chavivas, so then I guess it depends how Chaviv the Bechor Baal Mum is. It's possible that you still would be Makdish it because the Maishas of Bechor. And Mishum Chavivas, even if the Bechor Baal Mum you're giving to a Kohen, you want to do it. But it's also possible that you only have that extra element of Chavivas when you're actually going to be come along and be Machavit. According to Reb Shimon, that the real Chiddush is you transform its Kedusha. It's also possible, Misvara at least, that we darshan from the pasuk taktis, we have to do it. It's definitely possible that that applies even to bechor balmud. What if you're the stipler? So if I'm the stipler, it comes out l'chora very nicely, at least misvara, which would be as follows. It already has kedusha bechor. What's the purpose of me being makdish it? I'm being makdish it to give it kedushas karban. I'm being makdish it to make like a regular karban. But l'chora, when does it make sense to give it kedushas karban? It only makes sense to give it kedushas karban when you're going to be makriv it. But a balmum, it's sugya mesach t'mura, it's usher to be makdish a balmum. You're not allowed to be makdish a balmum because you're not able to offer the mizbeah. So you have discussions in the Gemara's in the beginning of the second paragraph of Torah, even I believe, a little bit about being makdish balmum and different halachas, etc. We don't let you do that. So if it's about its status as a bal, if it's about your bringing it onto a kedushas karban, l'chor, with a balmum, there would not be as much of a need to do it. You'd have a similar discussion as some of the achronim have. You have this altar of the kodesh. What would be the halacha of bechor chutz la'aretz? A bechor chutz la'aretz, we saw last week, you're not makriv a bechor from chutz la'aretz. That we darshan out. We're not makriv a bechor from chutz la'aretz. So there's still going to be an inyan of being makdish it. So that's going to, again, be a similar kind of a question. If you're not makriv it, l'chor, there's no need, certainly for the stipler, why you would want to be makdish it. For others, it may be more of an open question, maybe telling whether there is Kedusha, even of a Bechor and Chutz La'aretz, some of the stuff that we saw last week. I'll give another nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, what's the nusach I use when I makdish it? Rashi al-HaTorah, Parshas Re'eh, Toth was Mesechus Nazir, and Afdal Mebeis, they understand that when I'm makdish it, I have to say, this is Tukdash b'Bechora. I have to say, I'm being makdish this as a Bechor. If you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Bechoros, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, as far as that we paskin the Maisa, all you have to say is Harezo Kadosh, that it's Kadosh. But there's no need at all to say that you are being makdashit like a Bechor. They're being makdashit like a Bechor. There is no such requirement whatsoever. So what's that machlokas based on? Do I have to say I'm being makdashit like a Bechor, or is it enough for me just to say that I'm being makdashit? So, again, l'chora, you can go, some of these things are not mukhras, but at least it's a little bit thought-provoking. If it's b'din chavivas, so I would think pashtas, we don't have this in other areas of halacha. I would think pashtas, really the chavivas of bechor. And I would think that you probably do want to mention bechor to highlight the actual chavivas which is going on right now. That's what I would assume b'pashtas I'm trying to accomplish. If, however, it's like Reb Shimon, so that's an interesting question. I don't know for Reb Shimon for sure what you would have to say if it's about transferring the Kedusha. If it's the stipler idea that the hektish that you're doing is really giving it regular Kedusha's karba because it already has the Kedusha's bechor, so lichora, there's not really, as again, bepashtus, there's not really as much of a need to articulate explicitly you're being makdish it with bechor, because it already has the kedusha bechor. What you want to give it is more of the generic kedushas karban. That's lichora. What's going on? As far as clarity now, and the 1, 2, and three. Can I get more? As a whole, we're okay. Okay. Let me give. I'll just point out one more nafkamina, and then maybe we'll chazer and add anekuda. The other nafkamina is really that machlokas and Maseches Nedarim. The Gemara Maseches Nedarim has a machlokas. What's the status of a bechor? Is a bechor more like a davar hanadar or like a davar haaser? Is a bechor viewed as being kadosh from Hashem, or do we view it as being kadosh al yidei v'nei adam? We've shown him have machlokasim about this. Is a bechor viewed as being a davar haaser, whose aser always Hashem asered it, and that's what it is, and therefore hadpasa won't work by it? Or is it viewed as being more of a davar hanadar? It's really viewed as something which is aser al yidei b'nei adam. So let's just go through it a little bit. If I'm the Yireim, and this is something I want to point out, that it's just a din chavivas, so l'chora, it's still going to be a davar ha'aser. Hashem asered it. The kedusha itself is really still aser midin davar ha'aser. I didn't really do anything. It's just a din of chavivas of displaying a certain kind of care and concern and love for the particular mitzvah. However, the Brisker Rav though points out, even within that mahalik, it could be that the chiddush of the pasuk is that it is treated like a davar hanadar. Certainly, if I'm Rav Shimon and Lechora for the stifler also, it's possible that it really should be treated like a davar ha nader, because really the kedusha that is there as a result of the person who was makdish it. For Rav Shimon, why is it kadosh right now? Because you were makdish it, and because I was makdish it, that's why it is going to be kadosh. Let me just chazer a little bit. If things were, I hope things were a little bit clear, although I don't know. Let me try and just speak about what we did. We have three sections of the shir tonight. The first section was a hakdama. Bechor behemet Torah, we're machmir mizbeach. The Gemara quotes a machlokas, you have to be machdash it even though it's already kadosh. The Rambam Shulchan Aruch assumed that you do. The Torah quotes a rash that unless you don't learn like tfasamas, assume that there is no such requirement. What would be the svara of that requirement? Why do we think there's an Indian to be machdash it? So one is that your machdash is doing very, very little. It's just enough chavivas. The second is that no, you're actually being machdash it. And the chiddush of the Torah is, even though it's already kadosh, when you're machdash it, you're redefining and transforming it to being kadosh al yadei b'nei adam. So for the stifler especially, it's part of this idea of bechor having two kinds of kedusha. Regular kedusha like any other karban, and the kedusha of bechor, I'm giving it the unique kedusha, which is more there for a karban. The third part of this year today, we spoke about some nafkaminas. Is it still going to be valuable to be machdash the bechor, if it's a bechor balmum, if it's a bechor in chutz la'aretz, what should the nusach of my hakdasha be? Should I mention the bechor, not mention the bechor? A lot of these things are not mukhrah, but definitely worth some thought. I want to just maybe point out at something which is interesting. You do have this phenomenon we spoke about earlier in a couple of different places, where in regards to Bechor and maybe in regards to Shabbos and Shemitah and Avadim, there are times where even if a chalos is going to happen anyway, the Torah wants us to be Makdashet. For some, that's because us being Makdashet, we are really coming along and we are being poel, the Kedusha that is there. For others, however, there is a bit of a different mahalach, and it's more a sign of chavivas, but I think one could suggest saying it a little bit differently. I thought this in regards to Shabbos and Shvius, and I wonder if that's possible here also. What the Torah wants is the Torah wants us to inject a degree of personal initiative into some of these things. It's not just in a chavivas of we like it, but the act of attempting, there are a lot of things you could do theoretically as far as displaying a degree of chavivas. You could make a siyum when you're going to be, you could make a party when you're going to be giving over the bechor. The chavivas is done dafka in a way in which we are injecting a degree of our own personal initiative. It's not adding that much as chavivas, but we're doing it by us pretending, us attempting to really be makdashet. And I think that is significant, and maybe that's for the following reason. One of the things that displays chavivas very nicely is when a person displays a degree of initiative. The fact that I'm not just making, I want to be makdashet, I want to take a real active part, even if it's chalos kedusha, says a lot about the extent to which I feel that chavivas. It's not external. I really want to become part of it entirely. I want to be partially responsible for it. Sometimes that shows an increased kind of a connection that I have to it. I'm not sitting there as an outside party that's celebrating what's happening, but I'm trying to the best of my ability to become an active participant, even in the actual Hakdasha, which I think is a very, very powerful idea as far as what the Torah demands of us. Shkoyach, guys. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.